And about your music, do you have 5 CDs or maybe more?
Well, I have a new one coming out in the spring called I Pray for My Enemies. And right now we have 2 guest guitarists. Mike McCready of Pearl Jam is going to play on it, and so is Peter Buck of REM.
Wow.
That will be out. I do voice, I sing, I speak, and play sax and flute. I had one track, the native flute. I may have played soprano sax over that. I don't know if I kept any of the native flute tracks, but I play soprano and alto sax on it. So that will be out probably this spring. That's something I've got to get on.
Of all the people I've interviewed, I have never interviewed somebody who has so many different talents. It just oozes out of you. You probably don't take it for granted, but you step back and say, wow, am I fortunate? All the different things you can do. You're a great public speaker. I know you speak out on social issues. All these things coming from you. What a charmed artistic life you're living.
Well, it comes through. I feel like I have a lot of deep spiritual help and a lot of inspiration too. A lot of inspiration, arts and poetry and people, community.
We have a lot of young people who listen to these interviews. You must have some advice to either would-be poets, music people, or just general in life. What kind of advice do you impart to the young coming up?
I think it's some advice that was given to me probably when I was in my 30s, and then it reiterated at one point. It was from a Native woman from New Mexico, and I remember her looking at me and saying, just be yourself. When I heard that, it was like, well, yeah, I know how to do that. But on the other hand, I mean, it's like the whole jeans thing, being the first girl to wear probably jeans in public school in Tulsa. When you be yourself, it's not always that easy. Sometimes you come up against rules. It can be difficult to be the only person doing what you're doing. You know, when I started writing poetry, people didn't always know where to put me. But I followed what was given to me to do. It didn't always make sense to me. When I said I was going to be a poet, it surprised me. It's a mystery that I became a poet, that I knew something in me as I began that. Even though common sense that people were saying, how can you be a poet? You better take education classes. You know, you've got 2 children you have to care for. But something in me knew beyond reason that I would be taken care of, because that was me. That's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that's important. A lot of times we get sidetracked by what we think other people think we should be or what society thinks we should be. I think we all came in with a kind of map. We came in, okay, these are things I want to accomplish. It even makes common sense. If you look at the plant world, even if you look at a family or the map of a family, there's a design. And some of us go outside the lines, and some of us stay within the lines and make something incredible within that form.
Yeah.
And there's room for all of it. That's what characterizes this place, is an incredible diversity. And that's what makes its beauty.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of calls on your time, and I appreciate it very much. Looking forward to adding your story to voicesofoklahoma.com. Thank you. I really enjoyed this. I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Thank you so much.